are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know many of you have been biting your nails on this one. What is the most popular snack food in America? Well, a report comes out today saying the number one snack food that Americans love, the number one, is Ritz crackers. Ritz crackers. I got to tell you, I like salt. You know, if I'm hungry, I'll eat Ritz crackers, but that's not probably my top choice by any means. Anyway, Ritz crackers has been around for almost 80 years. YouGov Brand Index polled U.S. consumers to look at which chips or crackers are best perceived snack brands. I don't know if I should go into this because I'm going to get hungry. But basically, the top five, right, coming in number two was Lay's, number three, Doritos, number four, Fritos. I like Fritos. And number five, Orville Redenbacher. Then, in the top ten, included Wheat Thins, Cheetos, Tostitos, Pringles, and Triscuit. I don't think I like Triscuit. Triscuit doesn't have much of a taste. Not a lot of salt. Not that we should be eating things with salt. But if you think about it, I mean, you know, if you're going to be eating, you know, bad food, I mean, then it might as well actually taste good. That's why I really don't understand diet soda. You know, I mean, diet soda doesn't taste good, and it doesn't provide any nutritional, content. So if either eat something nutritious, or if you're going to cheat, right, you know, and indulge, well, then have it taste good. Anyway, Fritos and Pringles each moved up from a spot last year, while Orville, Redenbacher, and Triscuit fell. But the snack brand they said that gained the most was Kettle Brand Chips. They were in 14, and I guess they made it into 10. Kettle Brand. I like Kettle Corn tastes good. I discovered that a few years ago. That's pretty good. So, all right, so Ritz, Lay's, Doritos, Fritos, Orville, Redenbacher, and Wheat Thins. Now, also interesting, apparently there's a poll on the most popular fast food restaurants in America. Now, what was interesting is this was taken before the rules forcing these fast food chains to actually put their caloric intake up on. Now, McDonald's has already done that. If you drive through a McDonald's drive-thru, they already have the calories posted. But I guess number 15 was Jack in the Box in terms of favorite fast food. Then came Arby's, number 14, Panera Bread. I don't look at Panera Bread as fast food. I look at it like a bakery. Domino's Pizza came in number 12. Sonic Drive-Ins, number 11. Chick-fil-A came in number 10. KFC, number 9. I've never had a Chick-fil-A sandwich because Chick-fil-A isn't in Nevada, I don't think. Pizza Hut, number 8. Dunkin' Donuts, number 7. Taco Bell came in number 6. Burger King, number 5. Wendy's, number 4. Starbucks, number 3. Subway, number 2. But still the top fast food chain, McDonald's. In 2011, they had 34.2 billion in sales. They have over 14,000 locations. And it wasn't because of the McPizza. I know many people think the McPizza is really what did it for McDonald's. No, the McPizza was a bomb. Yes, McRib came, but McRib was a McBomb. All right? People like McBurgers. They don't like McPizza. They don't need the McFlurry. They don't need McRib. It's the McBurgers they like. They say McDonald's unsurprisingly takes a prize for the biggest fast food chain in U.S. I thought Subway had more stores. Subway does. Subway has 24,000 locations. It looks like then McDonald's. McDonald's only has 14. Starbucks, there's 10,000 Starbucks. Right? I believe that's U.S. Wendy's, 5,800. Burger King, 7,200. Taco Bell, 5,600. Dunkin' Donuts, 7,000. Well, keep in mind, Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks and Subway, they could be in little areas. You know, if you notice, gas stations, I think, can actually have Subways, can't they? Pizza Hut, 7,500 of them. KFC, 4,700. Chick-fil-A, there's only 1,600 locations of Chick-fil-A. Sonic, 3,500. Domino's, 4,900. Panera, 1,400. That's kind of low. Yeah, you don't really see that many of them. You know, you may see one in each city, something like that. But, you know, okay, so what's going on here? I thought Michelle Obama made it clear that we were supposed to, you know, cut back on fat in our diet and our food. You know, fast food choices aren't the smartest thing to do, but I think it's got to be the inexpensiveness. I think people like spending 99 cents or a buck something on their food. Now, I know it's getting more expensive, McDonald's. I know you could easily drop $20, $30 now at a McDonald's. Very easy to do now, whereas it used to not. But, you know, unfortunately, people still want quick. People still want easy. And I think part of it, and we talked about this the other day, is when you go to the grocery store, I never get out of there with spending less than $100. And it's not even buying groceries for the week. That doesn't cover the week. If I want to cook a couple dinners that we can have leftovers, I am easily up at $100. No wonder people are going to McDonald's and these fast food chains. Isn't Subway having some sort of a $5 foot-long anniversary? Again, I mean, I'm not saying these are healthy choices. We're just trying to figure out what the psychology is behind the consumer. Fine, you take a foot-long, you cut it in half, you could feed your 3-4 kids with that. That's $5. You know, things are getting expensive at the grocery store. And you need to convince people that they could buy, you know, maybe that's really what we need to do. Every now and then you see these shows where they teach you what you could do with groceries. Hell's Kitchen will do that. They'll give these people $25 and tell them that they have to make a, you know, fancy schmancy halibut meal or lamb meal. So you see them go to the grocery store and they're trying to get a tiny piece of meat and they're trying to get the seasonings and they're trying to get the extras so they can make a fancy dish on a limited budget. But still, we're talking $25 for one plate, one entree. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, still got this cold I'm dealing with. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. I know I hate it. My voice is always the first thing to go. And not that my voice is the prettiest thing you guys have been listening to this whole time. Anyway, I think I actually sound better when I'm sick. You know, the lower tones always seem to sound better than higher tones. If you're ever going to have an issue, you go low. When you go low, it always seems to be more pleasing to the ear than when you go high. People don't like high. High's irritating. You need to go low. All right, so they say active video games such as Kinect actually qualifies as exercise. So when I yell at you to do an hour worth of exercise a day, and you say, but Dr. Dahlia, I play Kinect, I guess it counts. The finding was published this week in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, in which 18 children, not the biggest study, ages 11 to 15, tried out boxing and dancing on Kinect on the Microsoft Xbox 360. They found that the games increased calorie burning by 150% for the game Dance Central and 263% for sports boxing, which burned up to 172 extra calories per hour. Dance Central, I don't know these things. Maybe you guys know what it is. Dance Central raised the children's heart rate to an average of 118 beats a minute, and Kinect Sports Boxing raised it to 131 beats per minute. They say whether such heart rates are adequate for increasing cardiovascular fitness is debatable, but they still are comparable to light intensity exercise like ballroom dancing, bowling, and walking. Now, they compare this with previous research done on the Wii system, dance and boxing. Connect burned more than Wii. Now, the study was funded by the University of Chester. That's where the research was conducted, not Connect. So Connect wasn't behind the study, so you don't have to worry about the bias. This is being reported out of Boston.com. Now, of course, they aren't endorsing Connect over Wii. You know, Wii also has, like the Wii Fit, doesn't it have, doesn't the Wii Fit have hula hoop and other types of things? You know, so you could be working other muscles. Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, we need to figure out how to get 60 minutes of activity a day. Now, what did we do when we were younger? Okay, you know, many of us would say we were probably at our skinniest in our 20s. Well, we danced a lot. Some of us had a lot of sex, I hear some of us did. Many of us would walk to work. Car would break down. I always had car problems. I always had to walk. You know, we did more than we do in our 40s and 50s and 60s. But, you know, the problem with telling people to work out and to exercise an hour a day is we get bored. You know, one of our obesity problems, you know, in addition to the calorie content, the choices, the large portions that we put on our plates, the large plates, you know, one of the problems leading to the lack of exercise is we get bored. We are a society now that gets very easily bored, and we always need to be stimulated by something. You're going to see, we're going to be talking about this cell phone addiction disorder now that has made it into the medical books. But, you know, it's funny. Whenever I look back, and, like, I guess Hell on Wheels is a show my husband watches. It goes back to the railroad building days. You know, you watch it and you go, oh, those people must have always been bored. No, people in the 1800s or in the early 1900s weren't bored. Okay, everybody has found a way to entertain themselves. But much of their entertainment involved going out, moving, dancing, wiggling around to some music, whatever. We as a society in the last 20, 30 years have sat on our butts or stood next to a video game. Okay, that's not the way things have always been. So now we are trying to retrain this generation that you need to get off your butt. And we're having a much more difficult time doing it. So what have these companies done? Fine. If you want to play a video game, we'll make an exercise video game. Well, it's not the same thing. And it's not good enough. But it's something that we could do. You know, I always tell the kids, put some music on in the morning and wiggle your tushy to it. You know, if my kids aren't going to do a workout in the morning, and understand they won't do a workout in the morning, you know, they sleep in, they're late for school, but you need that exercise to get things going. So get the music going and dance to the music. You don't have to always go to the gym. If you dance, and I don't know if any of you have seen me dance, I mean, it's no wonder I don't dehydrate and sweat. I mean, I'm not the best dancer. And after falling half a dozen times, it's a pretty good workout. All right, so then dance to some music. You know, and if you're embarrassed to dance in front of people, then dance when no one's looking. Go up and down the stairs. Re-sweep the house. Re-vacuum. But what this study says is Connect can count towards that hour. It's not the best thing, you know, out there, but it's better than nothing. And right now, that's kind of our fight with obesity. We can't re-change what's happening with the fast food industry. The last, you know, 30, 50 years, things have really changed on a variety of levels, numerous levels that have caused us to become more and more obese. Large portions, easy fast food, cheaper fast food. We were just talking about how it's cheaper to eat fast food than sometimes cooking, depending on how you buy at a grocery store, which is why I really think we need to really accent in these help shows how to go grocery shopping under X amount of dollars and make meals out of that. Because no wonder we're going to fast food. A 99-cent burger, how do you compete? You could feed the family for $6-7 and be done. Yet going to the grocery store could cost you easily over $100 to make a few meals. You know, we need to change that. Otherwise, we're just going to be continually eating fast food. That's not healthy. So exercise, etc. Okay, so I want to find this article here where we were talking about cell phone addiction. Now, British researchers in 2008, this is according to Fox, have coined the term nomophobia. Now, nomophobia is a phobia of you not having your cell phone or mobile technology. It's called nomophobia. And since 2008, it has been accepted in the psychological world as a diagnosis. Okay? Now, I guess the study back in 2008 looked at 1,000 individuals and found that, you know, they started to fear as their phone would be missing. I guess they were looking at least half of them. 77% were uncomfortable when they were away from their phones for a few minutes. You know, I would say many of us have this. But you see, here's the problem. Okay, it's not that all of a sudden we became addicted to our cell phones. We became addicted to the communication and the ease of communication. Okay? We also became impatient with not getting a return of our communication back. In the olden days, what would happen? Well, you'd get home. And there wouldn't be an answering machine because that didn't exist. So the person had to try to reach you when they could reach you. Right? Same thing with a letter. You received the communication when the letter came in the mailbox. Now, in our hands, you have your cell phone. You have your messages. You have your text messages. You have your phone messages. You have your mail all in one. You don't have to wait anymore. So you now have a threefold or fourfold, all these different communication issues that we had to deal with separately and with great lengths of time back in the 70s and 60s, etc. Even though 80s we had, you know, answering machines. Remember when answering machines came out? We were like, whoa, this is so cool. Now we have it all in our hand. So you lose your phone, you lose your mail. You lose your text messages, you basically have lost your communication. You can't go home and get your message. I can't tell you how many people don't have telephones at home. Many of us have stopped, even we have. We stopped, why pay for a phone bill? Now, I know a landline is important because something could always happen to cell phones. That's important. But look at the cost. When we were looking at the cost of having a landline, it was expensive. You know, now we still do. We still have some access to a landline, but we're not spending what we used to on it. Why? Because you just use your cell phones. Now, what makes it a problem is for me, if I lose my phone, I don't care that I can't call my husband. I could bug my husband anytime. Honestly, if I had to, I could call him from a landline at the office. He works with me at the office. I could tell somebody else to call him. That's not what worries me, and that's not what worries a lot of us. It's the fact that we're off the grid. Many bosses, many colleagues, many coworkers, many publicists, they expect you to answer them back when they text you. You're off the grid. They think you're ignoring them. And that's where the anxiety sets in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget that we are cruising to Alaska as part of the Dr. Dahlia cruise next summer. Please go to my website, look at some of the information, and email the travel agent to set this up. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. We get lots of goodies whenever we go as a group, and it is going to be exquisite. Leaving out of Seattle, we're going to go up the Inside Passage, looking at coastal Alaska, making multiple stops in Victoria, British Columbia, Juneau, Ketchikan, etc. It's going to be phenomenal. So please go to my website and check that out. And a little bit later, when you guys are on Facebook, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's me. Connect. Always nice to see who's listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. And find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And for those of you truckers out there, I know we got a lot of trucker listeners. God bless you guys. I'm going to be speaking in one of the guests at the trucker convention you guys have next month in Kansas City. Trucker Social Media Online Conference, I believe, in Harris, Kansas City, Missouri. I want you guys to sign up if you can. It's not on my website. I'm sure many of you know already many of the people that are involved with Trucker Media Social online. I should try to figure out how to make a link, because I would love for you guys to come and then definitely flag me down, because I'd love to see who y'all are and be able to connect. That'd be great. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk about sleep apnea a lot on the show, and many of you start to groan about the CPAP machine. Well, get this. Surgeons have come up with a technique where they could stitch your tongue, right, into a position such that you don't have to use the CPAP anymore, or you don't have to live with your sleep apnea, get dementia, and die. I don't know if you guys are going to want that. Anyway, they say surgeons are using a special type of surgical thread developed for facelifts to tackle snoring. Now, remember, much of the noise from your snoring comes from your mouth. Comes from your nose as well, but it also comes from your mouth and the tongue. Remember, when you snore and make noise, it's airway resistance. Noise comes from airway resistance, right? Whether you toot, burp, whatever, depending on the pathway of the air, the more resistance you have, the more noise you make. So somebody that's snoring tells the wife or the family members around the person or the doctor that they have airway resistance. And when you have airway resistance, you're not getting air. When you're not getting air, you're not getting oxygen. When your buddy doesn't get oxygen, it gets sick, right? Either high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, etc. They say this technique, right, of anchoring the tongue to the base of the mouth to prevent it from falling back and you know, causing the snoring, is a technique developed to help sleep apnea. They believe 1 in 15 adults have this. I think it's more. I think a lot more of us have sleep apnea than we think. All right, so now, remember, this is only for obstructive sleep apnea, not central. Obstructive sleep apnea is where you're having difficulty breathing because you have something obstructing, whereas central sleep apnea is more your central neurological system. So, basically, let me see. So they go into what sleep apnea is. Sleep apnea causes you to wake up multiple times because you're not getting oxygen. If you're not getting a good night's sleep because you're waking up multiple times, you're tired the next day. You know, so we try to have you lose weight, avoid alcohol. Sometimes we'll do surgery and we'll take out your tonsils to open up your airway. Sometimes we'll give you the CPAP mask that gives continuous positive airway pressure to push the air past the obstruction with some force to get oxygen into you. It's supposed to be gentle, but that's really the idea behind it. Force the oxygen into you by using this continuous positive airway pressure. All right. Also, there's surgery they could do where surgeons will take your jaw and move it forward. If they bring your jaw forward, it pulls the muscle that attaches to the tongue, brings everything forward. You're able to then have more breathing, have more room for breathing. But of course, you could have bone fractures, jaw fractures, teeth fractures, etc. So this new approach is on trial right now in New York, West Side East Nose and Throat Clinic, which involves tying the tongue to the base of the mouth so that it cannot fall back. Now, I don't know how these people will talk. You use your tongue to talk. They say a tiny hole is drilled into the lower jawbone at the base of the chin. This is supposed to be more accepted than the CPAP mask. I don't know how I could get any of you guys to want to do this one. So a hole is drilled in the lower jawbone at the base of the chin. A very thin needle is then threaded through the back of the tongue. The needle contains a special type of surgical tape that has a number of tiny plastic cones threaded along it like beads on a string. These cones anchor the thread in the tissue, and they trigger tissue to grow in and around them. The cones dissolve, but now you have a new tissue which provides the permanent anchor. And it holds the tongue, preventing it from moving out of place when you go to sleep. Once it's been stitched in place, they say the thread is gently pulled to anchor the back of the tongue to the base of the mouth. They said because this is still occurring deep in the tissue, you'll still be able to talk and chew. The anchoring will be strong enough to prevent the tongue from flopping back at night. Because, you know, if you really think about it, when you're awake, you're not having as much apnea. if at all, while you talk and you eat, etc. It's when you lie down and the tongue falls back, which is why we tell you don't sleep on your back, sleep on your side. Now, remember we did a show, How Should You Sleep? And it all depended on your medical condition. Sleeping on your back was actually better for your back than sleeping on your side. But if you have sleep apnea, we don't want you to sleep on your back, we want you to sleep on your side. If you have shoulder issues, don't sleep on your side, sleep on your tongue. I mean, it was ridiculous. I didn't know how to tell you how to sleep because it all depended on what you had. But with sleep apnea, we tell you to get off the back. So they say this anchoring is strong enough to show what they predict a 70 to 80% success rate. Now, I know some of you are like, well, just cut off the tongue. No, you don't cut off the tongue. Remember, you still need the tongue to eat. You still need the tongue to talk. You still need the tongue to taste. Okay? Stop giggles. I know what you're thinking. But they're just trying to prevent the tongue from going back. So I guess Andrew McComb, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon at Friendly Park Hospital, says it should work. They're very excited. And I'm not that excited. I'm not really excited about somebody sticking a needle in, et cetera. I'll probably take the CPAP machine. Thank you if I ever get diagnosed with sleep apnea. Boy, I tell you, sometimes the treatment seems worse than the disease, doesn't it? You know? Okay. Now, one thing these kids are doing, which is very stupid, is trying to get their alcoholic buzz, not by drinking alcohol, but by exposing alcohol to certain mucous membranes. Okay? We've talked about that, where people were pouring vodka in their eyes because the vodka would be absorbed by the conjunctiva and the eye membranes. Girls would put tampons of alcohol into their vaginas to absorb alcohol. Well, a boy almost died, this just in, from a fraternity party because of an alcohol enema. He was brought to the hospital unconscious. Alexander Broughton, 20 years old, was rushed to a hospital after a rubber tube was inserted into his rectum and alcohol was poured in. This is called butt chugging. And this took place at a party at the Pi Kappa Alpha House at the University of Tennessee. His parents must be so proud. The alcohol will enter your bloodstream quicker because of the rectal mucosa, because it bypasses the liver filters. His level could have killed him. The hospital staff treated him. They thought he was sexually assaulted, but then they realized that I guess this happened by choice. I don't know how. I think these kids are so drunk they can't even make a proper decision. Investigators went to the frat house, found that three other students had passed out in their rooms from drinking. They found empty boxes of wine. Right? I don't know how many more enemas they found. But can you imagine being this kid's parent? You're spending how many buku bucks on the kid getting an education and they almost die because of butt chugging? You know, I'm going to homeschool my kids for college. That's what I'm going to do. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home, and Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So looks like this is going all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they're going to decide if law enforcement officers have to get a warrant before ordering a blood test on an unwilling drunk driving suspect. The guy, we just talked about alcohol, and this kid who was butt chugging in Tennessee almost dies, 20 years old, from putting an enema in his butt drinking alcohol. You know, these types of idiots end up driving around and on our streets, right? Cops want to see if they've been drinking, all right? But I guess now there's going to be an issue that has, this issue has divided federal and state courts now around the country, whether this blood test can be administered. Now, apparently, the Missouri Supreme Court, sided with the defendant in the case, saying police need a warrant to take a suspect's blood, except in special circumstances when a delay could threaten a life or destroy potential evidence. Now, other courts have ruled that dissipation of alcohol in the blood is reason enough for police to call for a blood test without first getting a warrant. Now, this Missouri case was one of six new cases accepted for argument in front of the Supreme Court. The new term begins Monday, and cases will be probably argued in January. Remember, the Supreme Court left for their recess right after they dropped the bomb with the Obamacare ruling. Yeah, they fled. I don't blame them. They were like, taxes and constitutional, but the penalty is. Or the penalty isn't constitutional, but the taxes. Bye. See ya. And then they went on break. The American Civil Liberties Union, representing Tyler McNeely, said the arresting officer made no effort to obtain a warrant and didn't think he needed one. Not that he feared a delay would lower the level of alcohol in McNeely's blood. The ACLU said the case was not a good one for resolving complex issues of science and law. McNeely said he would refuse to provide a breath test that also could be used to measure blood alcohol levels. The blood test showed that his blood, that his alcohol content was 0.154, well above the 0.08 legal limit. Missouri trial court, apparently, according to this article, suppress the evidence, a decision upheld by the state Supreme Court. The case is Missouri versus McNeely. All right. So I guess it's against people's civil liberties to test them and take a blood test to determine their blood alcohol level. If you're doing something illegal, what rights do you have? This is what it comes down to. If you're exposing others, right, to possible injury or death, okay, shouldn't you be evaluated for what is going on in your system? Now, I could have said, I don't want anybody just taking my blood. I could understand why we want some sort of checks and balances with this. But if the person is suspected to be almost twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system, all right, and as time progresses, the alcohol diminishes, so it could lose evidence, you know, should cops be allowed to take the blood test? It's going to be interesting because the Supreme Court's going to be involved with this one. We'll see what they say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of alcohol, the U.S. Task Force has allowed, even though they don't like the multiple mammograms, pap smears, or prostate screenings, they've allowed screening of all adults and pregnant women for alcohol misuse. That they say we could do. Okay? Because it doesn't really cost them too much money. Health providers, they say, should screen all adults and pregnant women for risky drinking habits. The U.S. Preventive Task Force guidelines were released, along with a summary of past research showing a few brief counseling sessions can help cut excessive drinking in people who aren't full-blown alcoholics. They think these interventions, at least one in every 10 risky drinkers, could be brought back down to what is considered safe. They say for men, no more than 4 drinks on one occasion or 14 a week. For women, 3 and 7. A woman having more than a glass of wine a day is going to be considered high risk for alcohol abuse. So they say 1 in 3 Americans drink too much. Most of the misuse, they say, is known as risky or hazardous drinking, which doesn't involve physical dependence or diseases. So the U.S. Task Force is probably like, see, we allow some screening. Okay, well, thank you. Yes, it's nice to screen. It's easy, but that's still not paying for tests for cancer prevention, right, that we desperately need. All right, so for those of you that ever have to take the medical boards, the answer to that question is yes, adults get to be screened. Now, I mean, I agree. I think, honestly, we do have a huge problem. I think a lot of people think that the glass of wine that they are drinking is okay, and meanwhile they're drinking out of a huge, like, brandy sifter glass. I mean, we're looking at, you know, I don't think people realize what they're intaking is too much, just like with food. You know, so I think education is always important. I'm for education. But, you know, unfortunately how it works with the task force is they approve something and then they don't approve of another. Then they approve something and they don't approve of another. And so watch, it's going to be some sort of cancer screening that's going to be the next one and it's not going to get approved. All right. Speaking of lawsuit news, 1-877-DOC-DALI, a man is suing his ex-wife for stealing his frozen sperm to get pregnant without telling him. This man lives in the Emirates from Abu Dhabi. says shortly before their divorce, his Russian wife was secretly inseminated with his sperm at a clinic where they had earlier sought fertility treatment. The couple split 3 weeks, a little bit 3 weeks later. The girl was born as a result, but he says he's angry. He wants justice. It's not acceptable. The couple has not been named. They had tried to have a baby during their four-year marriage, sought fertility treatment at a clinic of the United Arab Emirates, but were unsuccessful. When the marriage was falling apart, wife went to Russia, where she underwent further fertility treatment without telling him. The claimant told Abu Dhabi Appeals Court that when she returned, she went back to the original clinic and forged his signature, consenting the use of sperm in storage. The treatment was successful. He said he didn't know his ex-wife was pregnant. Yeah, you guys have to be careful with that. You know, if you leave sperm, okay, I mean, it's out there. All right, somebody could break in, take it probably. Man, I know there's supposed to be some sort of mechanisms in place to protect that. But, I mean, remember, it's your sperm, okay? And they save sperm. They save eggs. So, you know, this could happen to any of us. Personally, I think a life is precious. I mean, I would be extremely happy that I would have a loved one out there, but I could understand why he's mad. Somebody forging, using a sperm, now he has a child that he didn't expect. But just watch your sperm. Okay, now, they also say here that older women need specifically designed sports bras, all right? And they can't wear the same type of sports bras that younger women use. Being a woman in my 40s, I'm going to say I agree with that. Okay, a study found that many standard sports bras are not suitable for women of all ages. Researchers say younger and older women's breasts move in a different way. Okay, women's breast tissue is less flexible. Women's breasts are less bouncy. Okay, you would probably not want to see me in one of those Baywatch shows running along a beach. I'm not going to look the way Pamela Lee Anderson did. I'm not. I'm in my 40s. It's not going to happen. Okay? I mean, in fact, one eye would probably go one way, one eye the other, and you may actually get a migraine watching me run down the beach. The study found that women in their 20s and 30s experience a large amount of up and down bouncing, but those between 45 and 65 have more left to right bouncing. What was that airplane movie? Right? Researcher Debbie Rises of the University of Portsmouth said the more mature breast moves in a completely different way than the younger breast, so we need to wear different types of sports bras. They looked at women who were 34Ds. Okay, do we really have to go into it? Anyway, women, older women also had more sagging. Can I hear an amen? Absolutely. And, okay, so basically, the only reason why I bring this up is I think many of us women do wear the wrong bras. I can't tell you how many of my women I have to tell them, get away from the underwire. Get the metal out of the bra. Cause they...
Sing it sweet home Alabama all summer long. Sing it sweet home Alabama.
Wear a bra that works. Remember, you're going to be in it for 18 hours a day. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. If you could stick with us, great. If not, don't forget to have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download the Android app, and be safe.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.